Your frog is your biggest task. Do the worst first.
I'd like to welcome Brian Tracy to the Productivityist Podcast. Brian, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
So I'm going to get right to it. We're talking about the book, Eat That Frog for Students, 21 Great Ways to Stop Procrastinating and Excel in School. And actually, I think it's changed, isn't it? More? It's more ways, plenty of ways to
procrastinate. Yeah, 22 ways now.
They added one. There's an additional one. First off, I want to, many of the people that are listening to this will have a sense of what Eat That Frog or Eat the Frog means. But can you touch on that a little bit for those that aren't necessarily familiar about what you mean by Eat the Frog?
Well, I have a publisher, Steve Persanti at Barrett Kohler, and he was saying, do I have anything that I think would be popular or excitable? And I said, well, I've got a book on time management, and it's called Double Your Income, Double Your Time Off, 21 Great Ways. And he said, well, he sent it up to me, and he read it through, and he said, and he's a brilliant editor, and he said, well, he said, I like the idea. It's got a lot of meat to it, 21 Great Ways. He said, but I don't like the title. He said, if you could change the title to something more appealing. And at that time, Who Ate My Cheese was popular. Fish was popular. Could you figure out an animal? He said, and chapter 15 was called Eat That Frog. And it said that if the first thing you do in the morning is you eat a live frog, you'll have the satisfaction of knowing it's probably the worst thing that's going to happen to you all day long. And it comes from a story by Mark Twain, 150 years ago. And he said there's two corollaries to that rule. Corollary number one is that if you have to eat two frogs, eat the ugliest one first. And corollary number two is if you have to eat a frog at all, it doesn't pay to sit there and look at it for too long. And of course, your frog, what I did is I translated, your frog is your biggest task. We say, do the worst first. Start off with your frog, the biggest task, the one that can make the biggest difference in your life and work, and in this case, in your studies, in your college. And so I wrote the book, and we put this theme of preparing the table and getting ready and making the dish and learning from experience. And the book came out, and it sold a few, and then it sold a few more, and then it sold a few more, and then it sold hundreds of thousands, and then 2.5 million copies in 51 languages, and became the most popular book on time management in probably the history of the world. And so my friends at Barrett Kohler, they said, well, you know, there's another whole market for a book like this, and it's for students, because students need to get good grades. They're overwhelmed with too much to do in too little time. They wanted to get into college or university and so on. Could we rewrite the book and repurpose it completely? So we said, of course. And we didn't just take the book and just change a couple of words for students. We rewrote the entire book with 22 ways to stop procrastinating and excel in school. And we have just now released the book. And there's at least 3 million students who come out of high school and into college each year. And then, of course, there's all the students that are in college. So we have millions and millions of people. And one of the first things you do in marketing is you identify a large market for the product. And then you identify a product for that market that is very appealing. And so that's what we've done here. And that's why I'm talking to you, is to help students dramatically increase the speed at which they get good grades. And especially if they're in high school, how they get in to a top college or university. And so it's written and it's specialized. And I worked with my friends. My partner at Barrett Kohler is Anna Leinberger. And she's just a wonderful person. And she's only a few years out of college, so she really has a good sense for what students need. So basically, right hand of iron, left hand of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. So the two of us have worked together and And Anna has done a wonderful job in personalizing this for students. And it will literally change a student's life and will change the life of the parents who give this to their student to help their student to get out of high school and into college and into a good university.
Well, my daughter's in grade 10 right now, so she's going through some of that stuff as well. She's at that age where the transition is starting to take place where she literally made one of those social media videos saying, oh my goodness, I'm closer to moving out of the house than when I was born. You know, like it's dawning on her that being an adult is, but one thing that isn't really taught in school is time management. Like, it's just one of those things that they don't teach. And when I'm trying to impart this stuff upon her, there's just this barrier. Like it's just hard for them to kind of wrap their head around. So what do you think in the book and also in the teaching you've done before is one of the biggest barriers to getting people, like students particularly, over the hump of going, oh, you know what, this is something I can do. And all of a sudden start to make it happen. Because again, it's not something that's taught. You have to most people have to work their way through it. So you've put something together that'll help them do it. But what's the biggest barrier to kind of getting them into that space?
Well, one of the things that transformed my mind for life was when I was growing up and working, and I was young and struggling and time management was terrible. I used to think that time management was sort of like my life was the sun and time management was planets that revolved around the sun. So I'd read a time management book here or I'd read an article there and I'd use a technique here and there. And then I had a revelation. The revelation was that time management is not a planet that comes in and out of orbit. Time management is the sun of my life. And everything that happens is circulate or revolves around that your ability to manage your time is everything, that your time is your life. Your time is everything that you want is determined by the way you use your time. And wonderfully enough, it's a learnable skill. This is one of my big success discoveries, is that you can learn anything you need to learn to achieve any goal you can set for yourself. So I encourage people to imagine that you have a magic wand and you could wave this magic wand and you could accomplish anything you want in life. And sit down with a piece of paper, even better, a spiral notebook, and write down what you want and write down what you'll have, the steps you'll have to take to get it. Now, it seems very simple, but only 3% of adults write down what they want in the present tense as though it were already true. I have, I earn, I achieve, I acquire these grades and so on. Your subconscious mind can only relate to a command that is couched in the present tense. So therefore, if you say, I weigh X number of pounds, and it's substantially less than you currently weigh, your subconscious mind says, hey, wait a minute. I know how much you weigh. Now you're saying you weigh something different. And you say, yes, I weigh X number of pounds. And I weigh X number of pounds by this date. Well, your subconscious mind creates what is called a cognitive dissonance. It's a clash within the mind. And the subconscious mind, for health reasons of some kind, goes to work to resolve the difference, the disagreement between what you're saying and what the subconscious mind knows is true. And the way that it resolves this, it's almost like when you say it and when you write it, you program it into your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind starts to motivate you and inspire you and give you ideas to move you toward accomplishing the person that you want to be. And so there's a simple rule, and this changed my life when I learned this stuff many years ago. And the rule is never say anything to yourself that you do not want to be true. Because if you say it, your subconscious mind says, okay, we'll make it true. I'm always late. Oh, your subconscious mind goes to work, say, yep, you're always late. You're going to forget this, and you're going to have to turn around, and you'll not pay attention to the time, and so on. But instead, if you say, I'm always punctual. Oh, yes, you were late for this meeting. Yes, I was late for this meeting, but I'm actually always punctual. That was just an anomaly. And you can actually program yourself so that you become better and better and better. So in this book on time management, it's designed in such a way that if you just learn and practice, and we give little exercises for each chapter, if you learn and practice the exercises, what happens is you actually reprogram yourself to be well organized, focused, concentrated, and a great time manager.
Well, what's great about the book and great about your work is that it's those pieces. It's not an all-in-one, like you have to do all of this now, because if you don't do it all now, then the whole house of cards falls apart. You actually can do, try this tactic, and then you layer it, right? Which I think what I've seen over the years, and I see this especially with apps, right? Like when they get an app on their phone or they get some kind of computer program and they see that they should use it all, right? Whether it's a phone or I think that's one of the things that can create a barrier. How do you help people, or what's your recommendation when people are starting to use some of the technology that exists? Because it's great. The technology is wonderful. I had the Franklin Covey planners, and I was using highlighters, and I still love, like, I'm writing things down on a little mini, you know, yellow legal pad. Paper's having a real renaissance right now too, but still people are hung up on these devices that have like their to-do lists on them. So how do you think those two things can work together? Because I know, and I'm sure you've come across this too, that people, they download an app and they go, well, the app will do the work. The app will do it for me, right?
Well, again, I've spent, I guess, 40 years, 50 years on this now. And one of the things that I've learned as I've gone through this journey is that you can write things down by hand on a piece of paper, or you can type them into an iPhone or a computer or a laptop. They've done exhaustive studies now, and they've tested students, the ones who take handwritten notes in classes and then review the notes later, or reorganize and review the notes, and those who typed it into a laptop. And what they found is the students who write out by hand the key ideas, the notes, get vastly better grades. And there's a couple of reasons for it. One is that they have a tendency to review the notes more than if they just type it. Because if they type it, they say, okay, keep. And what happens is they say, well, if I need to review it, I will. Whereas if they've written it down, they have a natural tendency to rewrite it, revise it, and so on. Also, your subconscious mind is connected. It's almost like your subconscious mind is two or three people who operate computers, and then you go into the next room and there is a room with a computer the size of an airplane hangar, and it's called your superconscious mind. And your superconscious mind is this massive computer that contains all the knowledge in the universe, and it works 24 hours a day, attracting into your life people, circumstances, ideas, and so on, to help you to achieve your most important goals. And you program the computer by the things that you say, and in one case, by the things that you write down. So therefore, if you write down, I get this grade in this class by this date, all right? Well, your subconscious mind says, okay, that's a very good command. We'll push it in, and it's handed off to the superconscious. And the superconscious then begins to work 24 hours a day to get you an A in that course, or get you a 4, or whatever it happens to be. And it's really quite astonishing. And the interesting thing is that you will probably be skeptical when you first hear this stuff. But skepticism is not part of superconscious functioning. So it just ignores your skepticism and just keeps focused on the goal. And the goal is to get you an excellent grade. And you say, I get into an excellent college or university, all right? Now, you don't know what is an excellent college or university for you. Mm-hmm. You may have heard stuff, read stuff, received mailings and so on, but your superconscious mind knows. And so your superconscious mind starts working to bring you to the perfect college or university for you in the perfect way at exactly the right time. And 100% is controlled by you're writing down your goal in the present tense. It sounds very simple, but only 3% of adults, according to studies at Harvard University, have clear written goals with plans, which is basically an organized list. Mm-hmm. You make a list of the things you'll have to achieve it, And you organize the list by priority, what comes first, what comes second, what comes third. And that just becomes your blueprint. And you just work on it steady, steady, every day. And surprise, surprise, soon it starts to go become automatic. And you start to move faster and faster towards your goals. And your goals start to move faster and faster toward you.
Okay, it's time to take a break from the conversation now to talk about our sponsors. Finding simple and effective ways to keep employees engaged and customers happy is always top of mind for business owners and managers, and that's especially challenging when face-to-face interaction is limited. Now, you trust Uber as a way to request rides and order meals from restaurants you love, but did you know about Uber's platform designed specifically for businesses? Well, you need to check out Uber for Business. See, over 160,000 companies use Uber for Business to improve customer and employee satisfaction. So if you're having a hard time getting people to show up or stay engaged in virtual team meetings or events, with vouchers from Uber for Business, you can add $20 to their personal Uber accounts so they can easily order meals through Uber Eats before the meeting. If you want to make your customers love your business even more, you can offer them a voucher for a free meal or ride when they make their first purchase or spend a certain amount. Any company can sign up for free and immediately start delivering extra value to the people who matter most to their business. Vouchers are simple to send and to redeem. Your business has total control over who gets them, when they expire, and what portion of the ride or meal you want to cover. Vouchers are shared via email or text and can be redeemed with a single tap. Best of all, you only pay for rides they take or meals they order. Right now, Uber for Business is offering companies a $50 voucher credit when you spend your first $200 with vouchers. Go to uber.com/productivitypod to learn more. That's uber.com/productivitypod for a $50 voucher credit. So again, uber.com/productivitypod. So the word productivity and then pod at the end of it. And you'll get that $50 voucher credit. Now, terms and conditions apply. So again, that's uber.com/productivitypod. Spend your first $200 with vouchers and get a $50 voucher credit for free. What are you waiting for? Go to uber.com/productivitypod today. We're getting to that time of year where you want a fresh start, or you just want to get things back in order. Maybe you're looking to get new apps into your life and get rid of old ones, and you just don't know where to begin. Well, if you're a Mac user, like I am, then you're going to want to check out SetApp. SetApp is the best way to discover new quality apps and get all the tools you need to be successful and productive. SetApp is a subscription for Mac apps, and it packs over 200 high-quality apps into one. There's an app for almost any task, so you can stay in your flow and finish what you started. There's a wide variety of apps available that I use within SetApp, and I love the service that they're offering. And now SetApp allows you to take your projects to your iPhones and iPads, so that way you're not, you know, sitting at your laptop or at your desk with this stuff. You can use it for iOS companion apps like Ulysses or To-Do or Taskeet. And SetApp does something really, really important. If you don't want to spend time looking for the apps that you need, SetApp has a dedicated curation team that only selects the highest quality apps, so you know you're getting the goods. And you don't have to search for the best tools anymore in this case. You're going to save time, and you're going to save your energy because SetApp's already got you covered there. Speaking of, you know, time and energy, the other commodity that we need to keep our eye on is money. And SetApp is a great value. Instead of paying thousands of dollars for separate licenses, and also, honestly, not necessarily knowing whether or not you're going to use them over the long haul, there's just one flat monthly fee for all access to full-featured pro versions and new apps that are being added regularly, all within the SetApp ecosystem. You know, I mean, you need to check out what SetApp has to offer. So head over to setapp.com and try SetApp free for a week. And if you like it, then plans start at just $9.99 per month. That's a steal. And you can use SetApp for as long as you feel it's fitting in and it's useful for you. But I know, based on my own experience with SetApp and knowing what they deliver, it's going to be an experience you're going to want to keep going with again and again. And a spread to other to other Mac user friends that you're like, hey, you know, you got to check out SetApp. Send them here. Better yet, have them listen to this episode, then go to setapp.com and try SetApp for a week. You won't regret it. Again, that's SetApp, SETAPP.com. give the free trial that you're getting offered today a go. You'll love SetApp. I know you will. Okay, I've got an event coming up in February of 2021, and I want to spread the word. Sure, I can spread it to my email list, and I can do some social media mentions, and I can find other innovative ways to spread the word and share what the Big Ready 2021 is going to be all about. But I know I need to use some digital marketing efforts, and I'm not really that great at it. And that's why I'm glad I found Otis. Otis is a digital marketing assistant to help target, optimize, and measure campaigns for entrepreneurs and small business owners like me, and maybe like you. You can acquire new customers that will love your business all from an easy to use app. That's the key. If you're not into this digital marketing stuff, or you know you need work on it, having an easy to use app and one place to go is going to save you time, energy, and it's going to make you more productive. You can create Facebook, Instagram, and Google ads all from the Otis app, and Otis's AI technology intuitively optimizes your daily budget. Here we are talking about money again, to whichever platform is performing best. So not only are you saving time and, you know, using what Otis has to offer in terms of its expertise, you're saving money because it's optimizing your ad spend, which is fantastic. And here's another thing. Using the data that's already available to you, Otis will analyze your existing customers to retarget and then find other people like them to target your ads to. So retargeting is in there as well. And that's a key component of digital marketing. You can manage and track results all in real time from the Otis app. And Otis users see results for as little as $10 a day. So if the Big Ready is coming up in 30 days from now, and okay, that's a pretty reasonable ad budget that I can go with, and I know I'm going to get results. So I want you to get started with Otis today. Otis is offering listeners of the Productivities Podcast a 14-day free trial plus $50 in ad credit. But you need to go to meetotis.com/timecrafting to take advantage of this offer. Okay, so here it is. That's meetotis.com/timecrafting to get your 14-day free trial plus a $50 credit to get started. What are you waiting for? If you want to get the most out of your efforts when it comes to digital marketing, you've got to give Otis a try. So get that free trial now. Again, meetotis.com/timecrafting. Get that 14-day free trial plus $50 ad credit to get started today. What interferes with your happiness? I mean, we're coming to the end of the year. Maybe you're doing some reflection and you're feeling a bit down. Maybe you didn't get all the things that you wanted or needed to get done during the year. I know I fall into that category. And you want to make sure that going into the year ahead that you're going to be able to achieve your goals, set realistic ones, and put yourself in a better way moving forward. Well, this is where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It did so for me, and it's been a fantastic experience. You get to connect in a safe and private online environment, and it's totally convenient. Again, saving time, energy, just knowing that you're going to get the help that you need. You can start communicating with your licensed professional therapist in under 48 hours. And, you know, this is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. With BetterHelp, you can send a message to your counselor anytime. I've taken advantage of that. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses as well. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you get a variety of ways to connect with your counselor. And you can all do this without leaving the comfort of your own home. You don't have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. You can do it right from your own home, right from, in my case, my study. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches too. So they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. Maybe there's some scheduling things going on. Maybe you want to focus on an area that a counselor has, you know, more expertise in than another. BetterHelp's got you covered there as well. And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is also available. And the service is available to clients worldwide. So I'm in Canada, I'm using BetterHelp. You've got a variety of options, no matter where you live. Find the particular expertise that you need online, and don't limit yourself to the counselors that are located near you. Some aren't going to necessarily have the expertise that you're looking for in your own town or cities near you. With BetterHelp, you're going to get that. And there are licensed professional counselors who are specialized in things like anxiety and sleeping and self-esteem issues, family conflicts, and so much more. Anything that you share is confidential. It's convenient. BetterHelp is professional. BetterHelp is affordable. And you can check out the testimonials posted daily on their site. If hearing it from me isn't enough, and believe me, I'm very happy that I've found BetterHelp and have implemented it and integrated it into my life. And I know you'll feel the same way. So I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener of the Productivityist podcast, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/timecrafting. Join over 1 million people, myself included, who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/timecrafting. Do it today. Now let's get back to my conversation with Brian Tracy here on the Productivityist podcast. Over your years of study, what's some of the, and I know that this is in the book as well, you can see it, is what are some of the things that you've noticed, you're like, this is timeless, like the problems that people face, the things that they're not necessarily doing. There's, I mean, yes, we're in the 21st century now, and things are, we've got amazing technology and we've learned a lot, but there's certain things. I mean, one of my favorite time management books is Arnold Bennett's How to Live on 24 Hours a Day. It was written 100 years ago, and you look at it and you go, oh, these things have just been replaced with other things. So what are some of the timeless things that you've seen over years? You've gone, yep, this problem existed when I first started and it's still here now, and here's how you can combat it.
Well, let me give you a couple of answers.
Sure.
That I love, and I'm really passionate about simplicity. We don't want complex, multi-step ways to finish a task. We need simplicity. Well, I have spoken now to more than 5 million business people in 84 countries. I'm probably one of the most successful business speakers in the world. In Europe, if you ask people in a business meeting how many people have heard of Brian Tracy, about 80 to 90% of the hands will go up, because I've published about 50 or 60 books in various European languages. And even more. I've written 90 books now, published 90 books, and I'm just finishing book number 91. I finished 90 chapters. It's a 12 chapter book. Anyway, here's one of the things that I learned is that all the success in life is task completion. It's not task working on, it's task completion. And task completion is very much a decision that you make. And whether it's a small task or a large task, when you start and complete a task, then you get rewards. Of course, you get acknowledgement from the people around you. And more than anything else, you get psychological rewards. Completing a task makes you happy. It makes you confident. One of the most important things I learned is that your self-esteem is everything. And your self-esteem is defined as how much you like yourself and how much you respect yourself and how much you value and appreciate yourself as an important and worthwhile person. All problems in adult life come from feelings of low self-esteem, not liking yourself, not respecting yourself, doubting yourself. And that with regard to self-esteem, which is the inner heart, the hub of your personality, everything counts. Everything counts. Everything you do or fail to do counts. Now, with regard to eat that frog, there's a central theme. And the central theme is pick your most important task today and start on it and complete it and put it away. That's it. Go home. Sometimes I would joke with my audiences. They're there for an entire day. And I would say this in the first few minutes. I say, that's it. Go home now. 7 hours over. Everybody laughs. And why? Because the most important principle in Eat That Frog is select your most important task, get it organized, and work on it nonstop until it's finished. And one of the wonderful things is not only will you get tremendous accolades from the people around you who are dependent upon your completing your task, but you will feel terrific yourself. And as a result, you'll be motivated into doing your next task. There's a top psychologist named Alfred Adler, and he wrote a book called "Like a Learned Addiction."
Right.
What he basically said is that every time you do anything, you get feedback in the forms of chemical reactions, and when you start and complete a task, your brain releases endorphins, and the endorphins are called nature's happy drug. They're basically like lighting up. You know, you complete a task and you get a buzz. Now, what happens is if you develop the habit, learned addiction, that's what he said, learned addiction. He said if you repeat tasks and complete tasks over and over again, you develop an addiction for starting and completing tasks. So if you start and complete a little task, you get your gas tank filled at the grocery store, you come home and you prepare dinner. Each time you finish the little task, you get a buzz. If you complete a big task, you get a big buzz. You get a hit. Wow, geez. And you get motivated. You feel happy about yourself. That's why we say if you're working on a paper, and I had this when I took my MBA, when you're working on a paper that's due tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and when do you start? You usually start at 8 o'clock the night before.
Yep.
And we call it the hot coffee method of writing papers. You say, oh my God, now I've got to get the paper in. It's got to be in by tomorrow morning. You put on a pot of coffee and you drink coffee and you write that paper and you get that paper done. And then you get it into the professor's hands or under the professor's door before time is up. And it's the same thing here. What you do is you get motivated so you can hardly wait to complete your most important task. And when you develop a positive addiction, you become a high performer. You become you just get so much stuff done. You get admired and respected by other people. More than anything else, people say, if you want something done, give it to him, give it to her. If you go out to the world of work, the most important ability in the world of work is depend ability. That means if you say you'll do it, they know you could take it to the bank. If somebody says that they'll do a job, they do the job and they do it on time and they do it well. And that kind of a reputation for life is going to be fantastic. Anyway, so I get carried away with the idea. The key is simple, start and complete your most important task. Each time, start off in the morning and say, what is my most important task? And start identify it, follow the instructions in the book, identify everything you have to do, put them in order, start on number one, and keep working until it's done. And get into the habit of starting and completing your most important task, and you're guaranteed to have a wonderful life, guaranteed to have a great life.
Brian, this has been fantastic. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. The book is Eat That Frog for Students. Where will people be able to take it up? Like Amazon, the usual spots?
The usual spots. You can get it anywhere.
Awesome. Awesome. Brian, thank you so much for joining me today on the Productivityist Podcast.
Well, I very much wish the very best of success to our listeners. Sometimes one small change that you make sometime in your life will change your life forever. And you look back, I call these turning points, and you look back and very often, like you're talking about books that you've read, very often it's just reading a book or just reading a chapter in a book or just reading an anecdote in a chapter in a book that changes your life. And I hope this does that for our listeners.